Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a series I've entitled Afflictions in the Life of Christians. And this particular week, we're looking at afflictions as blessings in disguise. And I know you'll want me to show you scripture, and we will certainly do that. But the scriptures tell us in due season we will reap if we faint not. And sometimes it does seem, with the battles we go through and the afflictions we experience, that our strength and our endurance is tested to the uttermost. When you read Paul's writings, the one time he said, "Everyone abandoned me," at one point we despaired of life. Only the Lord knows how great the afflictions and the sufferings he went through. But in spite of that, there was such a triumphant, victorious tenor to all his writings, because even though he may have been in prison, he knew it in whom he had believed, and he had that experience it was probably him when he was stoned and left for dead, where he actually went up to the third heaven and he experienced the glories of the presence of the Lord. But beloved, it's hard when we're going through extreme difficulties, pressed out of measure, and some of you may be experiencing that right now. And let's just pause for a moment. And if those of you listening and you're really in a pretty good place, please join me and pray with our fellow brothers and sisters who are going through difficult times. If you can remember times that you have been at your wit's end, so to speak, then let's ask God to undertake and minister to them. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that as your word says in Thessalonians, saints are appointed to affliction. And we know, however, Lord, that this is just a temporary season in our lives and in our earthly existence. Lord, we know there's eternity waiting for us, an eternal fellowship with the living God, where we can be free from tears and pain and sorrow and heartache and heartbreak. So, Father, those that are going through a very difficult time right now, someone is really concerned. There's a brother really concerned about finances. And, Father, right now I pray that you will open just the right door and you will minister to his need. Father, I quote, we share right now what David said, "I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread." And so, Father, we stand on your promise that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory, which are unlimited. Thank you for touching that brother right now, Father, and let faith and hope arise in his heart. And Father, within this next week, we pray there will be an open door and provision will be coming in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we don't faint, even though battles may try us to the uttermost. Let me share some passages of scripture found in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 4:1. "Therefore," Paul says, "seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." And in 2 Corinthians 4:16, just down a little bit further in the chapter, "for which cause," what is he talking about? The edification of the church. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish," what is he talking about? Our physical body, the corruption that comes and the debilitating process that is a normal part of aging, which results in death, that's the last enemy, beloved, who is going to be overcome. And we shall have a body just like Jesus, a glorified body. And I don't know about you, but I can only wait for that time when we can be with Jesus and be with our loved ones. So let me read that again. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. What's he talking about? He's talking about our spirit man, that part of us which is eternal. And also the Hebrews, the Jews, really don't really separate soul and spirit, but we in the Western world have made that distinction, soul being our will and our emotions. But the point is, we that which is essentially us, we are renewed day by day by the mercies of the Lord. And then in Ephesians 3:13, Paul says, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." In other words, just because he was going through really difficult times, don't be afraid, don't be fearful, don't give up, don't sit down and just throw up your hands, but know that God will strengthen. I don't know about you, beloved, but there were times when, you know, I think I shared this a long time ago, but I remember years ago we were in a service in San Jose and I was really tired. Now, I'm a worshiper, so I don't ever sit down. I can't sit down. I'm always standing and dancing around and praising God. Well, I was really tired, and I was not in the mood to praise God, but the Holy Spirit was tugging on my heart, and I stood up, and I started to praise, and the strength that came into me, because I had obeyed that slight prompting of the Holy Spirit. So right now, beloved, I take authority over that grief in Jesus' name, that sorrow, that sadness, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus right now. I don't care what it looks like, beloved. I don't care what's been said to you, that God is going to turn things around, and you will rejoice because you will see the hand of your God intervening in your behalf. All right, beloved, what do we pray for when we're in afflictions? Well, there are three things I'd actually like to share with you at this point, and we pray naturally for the presence and support of God. Again, Scripture to substantiate that. Psalm 102:1, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily." And then we also pray that God will give us an eternal perspective. That's how I would describe it, that we can be shown, that we can experience the uncertainty of life. If you've lived very long, beloved, if you have many decades under your belt, you know that that certainly is true. There's nothing we can really truly depend on in this life except the faithfulness of our God. Again, Scripture, Psalm 39:4, "Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am." You know, when you're young, you think you can overcome the world. You can just be, you know, there's no thought of death or sickness. But beloved, as we grow older, wisdom not only comes, but also a greater and greater realization how frail we are, our human vessels. And a parallel thought is also found in Ecclesiastes 7:2-3. "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men." That is the, you know, death is the destiny of every man. That's what the NIV says. "For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better." So even though we don't enjoy them, we don't like them, God has a purpose for them in our lives. And we should stop trying to resist, but realize our Heavenly Father loves us so much. Just because you're going through a hard time, beloved, that doesn't mean you've failed God. He's turned his back on you, but he is allowing your perfection. You know why? Listen, if we're all going to be together in the presence of God in heaven or on in this earth when Jesus returns, or in the new heaven and new earth, we have to be like-minded, right? Who would want wickedness and evil there? God knows what he's doing. And so it's important that we have patience and understanding when we go through these difficulties. So we pray for the presence and support of the Lord, that we will be taught our own frailty, the uncertainty of life, and also pray for restoration to joy. Why? The joy of the Lord is our strength, beloved, and we need God's joy, especially in these dark times in which we're living. Psalm 51 and 8 says, and this is a prayer, make me to know joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. In other words, the chastening of the Lord, the heaviness, the dealings of God, it had brought him sorrow and broken bones, not literally, but that's how he felt, so weak, so frail. And so we ask God to restore that joy to us. Psalm 51 and 12 says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. And then a final scripture I'll share on this point, Psalm 90 and 14 through 13 and 14, actually. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Hallelujah. Make us glad. This is one we can hang on to, beloved, as a promise. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, the years wherein we have seen evil. Do I hear some amens out there? Yes, we're living in difficult times, but God is going to turn our mourning into dancing for us. I believe that with all my heart, that in the days ahead, we're going to see breakthroughs. That's my prayer. I'm in prayer and fasting for the UCM partners and for God's people everywhere, that we can come into a greater measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. For then we will be able to go through trials, even as Jesus did, trusting his heavenly Father. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and the announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I advise you to write your or put down your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.